It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. What was the Miley Cyrus song? GNO, Girls Night Out at Valley View. It's actually, obviously, in honor of October, which is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so expect to see lots of pink ribbons. Stacey Gavrell is here, the Chief Community Relations Officer for Valley View.
Ooh.
And Dr. Jason DiCarlo is a radiologist at Valley View.
Pleasure to be here.
Actually, it's a different organization, right? Is it Mountain Radiology?
Yeah, okay. So I'm president of Mountain Radiology, and we partner with Pioneers Hospital as well as Grand River Health and Valley View Hospital.
Okay. So Meeker Rifle and Glenwood,
that's right.
All right. Obviously, you're busy this time of year.
Very busy.
October being Breast Cancer Awareness Month, a lot of events like this, mm-hmm. and it just – it serves the purpose that it's intended, which is to raise awareness of breast cancer, right? So doing this special evening out for everyone to come, and are you actually doing the mammograms at Girls Night Out? Or
No, we okay. no mammograms will be performed at the Girls Night Out. It's more of a...
You don't have a portable, you know...
No, not a little room in the back or anything like that.
I think that would be a different event.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
This is not this event.
So what's this is, by the way, on Wednesday, October 9th from 5 to 6:30 in the second floor conference rooms at Valley View. Stacey, so what is the idea of this event? Is it more of a social thing or awareness?
Well, we definitely want it to be a fun night for everyone to come out, to get together and really bring women together to talk about the prevention, screening, and treatment of breast cancer. We just have an extraordinary team at Valley View, including Dr. DiCarlo, that really partners with our patients along this whole continuum of breast health. And so this evening, we want to talk about that. We also want to have some fun with mocktails and morsels that will be along the pink theme, and a photo booth, and just some other fun activities. So we want it to be educational, but also have that element of fun.
And a mocktail is basically without alcohol.
That's right.
Is that
mm-hmm.
okay.
We can pretend.
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go. Exactly. You're not making fun of the drink.
No.
We're keeping it health oriented.
That makes absolute sense to me. Again, it's 5:30 Wednesday, October 5th. You asking folks to RSVP or?
Yeah, it's free and open to everybody, but okay. We would love an RSVP just to get a sense of how many folks are coming. People can call 384-6620 to RSVP, bring a couple girlfriends, spouses. Everyone is welcome, but just want to have a really special evening.
And it was last year when we did this, it was really popular. Mm-hmm. We had the entire room full. Lots of questions. Part of it, I think, is kind of demystifying and making it something that's less scary and realizing that there's this team of people here who are truly experts in their field. I mean, the team that we work with, not from the nurses, technologists, but the physicians are all top notch, and we've got several physicians that'll be speaking: oncologists, plastic surgeons, general surgeons, radiation oncologists, radiologists, and so we're all there all at once to kind of talk about breast cancer and how we're fighting it and where we are in our technology and what we can do to best treat breast cancer and keep these patients in our valley, which is kind of our goal as well, to make sure that women know that this is a place where they can not only come and get screened, but also get all their treatment here. I mean, it is just really a top-notch facility.
What's your history? Have you has Valley View always been your home, if you will, or Mountain Radiology, or did you come here from somewhere else?
Well, I came here from somewhere else. Okay. I'm a transplant, like a lot of people. I grew up in Virginia. I went to undergrad, med school there. Went to Medical College of Georgia for my residency, and up to Connecticut for my fellowship. I took a job out in Washington for a year, and realized that that wasn't quite the right fit for me, like a larger big city group. And I felt like I'd be much more comfortable in a smaller community where I felt like I could have a bigger impact on you know, healthcare. And so I've been here about 8 years, a little over 8 years now.
So you've got a context. You can actually compare Valley View to other hospitals. What I've heard a lot from folks at Valley View, patients and professionals, medical professionals that work there, is it's really this high sense of quality in terms of the doctors and the nurses and everybody that takes care of you, but yet still the personalized. You walk in and, you know, the person at the front desk actually calls you by name because they actually remember you from your last appointment.
Yeah, that absolutely well put. I mean, the facility is amazing. I think a lot of people who've maybe lived here all their lives don't realize just how amazing it really is. I've been to a lot of level one trauma centers and big hospitals all across the country. And this is, I remember the first day I came and I was like, that's the hospital? I mean, that's, holy cow, it looks like a, you know, a chateau, like a ski resort or something. And I think, you know, not only, you know, the way the hospital looks, but, you know, the quality is palpable throughout. You know, when you, like you said, when you go to the front desk, they're going to know who you are. You remember, the techs remember who you are, the nurses. And year to year, we kind of see the same patients, and it's an amazing experience for me.
Well, and I think it was really this, to the credit of these providers that have really said, look, you know, this is the right thing to do for our community in making sure that anyone who is facing a diagnosis of breast cancer really has a full team. And so for a multidisciplinary group to come together like this to rally around a patient is really, you know, it echoes that sense of personal care that we want to provide at Valley View, but it just speaks volumes to the intention behind this group of doctors. So,
again, the event is absolutely free on Wednesday night, October 9th, from 5 to 6:30. And again, as Dr. DiCarlo was saying, it's do you prefer to be referred to with your title?
I mean, you can call me Jason. We're all friends here.
Well, it's interesting because there are some people, you know, that prefer the title. I mean, you put the work in, you're entitled to it, certainly, right? And yet, just in the brief conversations we've had, I thought that you might be, you know, just Jason.
You can just call me Jason.
All right. Well, I may go back and forth. We'll see. Again, it is a partly organized evening. There will be some doctors that will be speaking, but there will also be time to get some one-on-one time, maybe, you know, to kind of discuss things. Now, again, this is about breast cancer awareness. Obviously, right. There are lots of pushes. I know, actually, Valley View, we're running commercials right now talking about, you know, the breast cancer screenings and the mammograms in the month of October. But whether you have been diagnosed, whether you've had a mammogram or not, it's still a chance for everybody to get out and get some information. Stacy mentioned it's not just a women's event. I mean, it is girls' night out. And, mm-hmm. you know, breast cancer, we typically think of women, but actually we can get breast cancer too.
Yeah, we can. In fact, just this morning I was watching the news, and Beyonce Knowles, her dad, came out in the news and said that he was diagnosed with breast cancer. 2,200 men a year are diagnosed with breast cancer. Usually the men that are diagnosed have a genetic complement where they're at higher risk. And in fact, Beyonce's dad said he has the BRCA gene, which is one of the ones that does increase your risk for breast cancer. And you know, one of the things that we do at Valley View is we've got a nurse navigator, we've got a genetic counselor, and through them, we're able to better stratify your risk. One of the things they might do is test for one of these, you know, genes that maybe increases your risk, and then you know better how you need to proceed to protect yourself from, you know, getting advanced breast cancer. And the way you protect yourself is to screen and catch, if you do get cancer, is to catch it early. And one of the best things that we know that we have that actually improves mortality from breast cancer is screening mammography. It's shown the largest reduction in mortality from breast cancer, 20% reduction, and that's huge. 40,000 women every year die from breast cancer. And so the more that we can push that number back, you know, the more lives that we save, we're, you know, that's what we're here for.
obviously, a mammogram is one of the best screening tools you have. Should everybody get the DNA testing to see if they have those genes?
Probably not everybody. It's an expense. But mammogram is one of the tools that we have. It's great to find cancers early, especially with the new technology of tomosynthesis, which is, I think, going to quickly become the new standard for screening for breast cancer. It's different than the old mammograms in that the new machine allows us to tease through the different layers of the breast, kind of like a CAT scan would. And so we're able to find cancers that are much smaller and much earlier. We actually find 20 to 65% more invasive cancers with a tomosynthesis as compared to the old 2D method. So it's pretty powerful.
You're talking way over my head. But hopefully everybody is more or less keeping up today. Again, you can are you going to be one? I know you're going to be there, but will you actually be speaking about some of this stuff?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we're going to all the physicians come and we kind of talk about what it's like to go through the process. That's kind of the format we have is for the first part of the talk. You know, maybe where you'd go see your OBGYN and they would do a clinical breast exam. And then you'd come on to get a screening mammogram. And then in this case, we usually play out a scenario where if we find something, you know, what happens next? And we kind of demystify that whole process about, you know, well, you find a cancer and then you get treated and you go on to live a long, happy life. It's not like the old days where people would get breast cancer and, you know, it was like a death sentence.
Any kind of cancer.
Yeah. Or any kind of cancer. Yeah. But now we kind of think it more as it's going to just be a speed bump in your life. You know, you're going to get diagnosed with this, we're going to treat you, and then you're going to go on and live the rest of your life. It's not a death sentence like it used to be. And I think that keeps a lot of people, you know, as they become more informed, you know, they're sometimes people will not get a mammogram because they're afraid of what they'll find. And so we're trying to demystify that, be like, it's okay. You know, if we find something, we know what to do with it.
Again, you can learn more at VVH.org.
Correct.
You can also, if you'd like to attend, it is absolutely free, but they're just so they have a rough estimate of how many folks will go, they ask that you RSVP by calling 384-6620. You can also email feedback@vvh.org. Again, the Mocktails and Morsels Girls Night Out event is on Wednesday, October 9th from 5 to 6:30, second floor conference rooms at Valley View. You said they were full last year. That's a big conference room.
Uh-huh. So yeah, that's very popular.
Yeah, right.
I was a little surprised, actually. We walked in there and the whole room was packed. Mm-hmm. And
I was pleasantly surprised. Yeah. I thought it was outstanding. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I understand what you mean. Mm-hmm. I noticed, by the way, that you're both honoring the theme of the month.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Dr. DiCarlo is wearing a pink shirt and Stacy brought the little the cup is partially pink.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Was that intentional?
I wish I could say it.
Either
was.
Of you.
Okay. This was intentional.
Perfect.
Okay. Good job, Dr. DiCarlo.
We'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again this afternoon, we're talking with Dr. Jason DiCarlo, the president of Mountain Radiology. And I have to tell you, you've been at Valley View for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
Were you in your 30s? You do not look old enough to be a
doctor. I just turned 40 this year.
Are you kidding?
In June, I did.
Happy birthday.
Dude, I don't know what you're doing, but you must be living right.
A healthy life.
Yes, apparently.
Yeah, a healthy life. Apparently. I'll share a little bit of my story.
Sure.
You know, which so I was diagnosed with cancer 4.5 years ago, and it was one day I went to work, found that I had testicular cancer, and I chose to get treated at Callaway Young Cancer Center. I knew the doctors there, the surgeons, I got my chemotherapy there. And it was an amazing experience. I could have chosen to go anywhere else to get treatment for cancer, but I chose to stay here locally because I know the quality is just top notch. And, so along those lines, you know, my life changed quite a bit after that. I definitely live a little bit healthier and kind of look at the world a little bit differently than I did before. But it was actually turned out to be a speed bump in my life, just like what I mentioned earlier, and is probably one of the best things that happened to me, as weird as that sounds, kind of made me reevaluate what was important. So,
we talk about context,
mm-hmm.
You know, how long have you been cancer-free?
4.5 years.
Yay.
Congratulations. Yeah, that's fantastic. But, you know, now not only can you speak about Valley View from a standpoint of a doctor, you also have been a patient.
Yeah, I've been on the other side. And sometimes, you know, I don't always share my personal history with my patients. But if it comes up and you know, a lot of times I'm the one to tell a woman she has breast cancer. And I might share my story if that, you know, makes her more comfortable, or if she's scared about the unknowns, I can talk about my experience and, you know, kind of help her through that a little bit.
And again, Stacey Gavrell is here, too. She's the chief community relations officer for Valley View. You don't like the titles either,
no,
do you?
I don't. Yeah. No, I'm good. I'll just be Stacey.
I like that very much. Mm-hmm. You, how long? It's over 10 years that we've known each other, hasn't it?
10 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Time flies.
When you're having fun.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And not to say necessarily that having conversations about cancer is necessarily fun, but again, it comes down to that human element that I think that is probably the biggest asset that the Callaway Young Cancer Center at Valley View really offers. Yeah. It's the people, it's the way they take care of their patients, and it's all part of that plane tree philosophy, I think, that we've talked about a lot over the years.
That patient first.
Right, exactly. Again, GNO, Girls Night Out, Mocktails and Morsels at Valley View on Wednesday, October 9th from 5 to 6:30. All of that prepared by the cafeteria?
Oh, yes. We have an extraordinary food service team, so they're having fun with this evening.
I'm trying to remember what the cafeteria is called. Is it?
It should be called Delicious because it's amazing.
But I mean, there is a name for it, isn't there, Stacey?
Just the Valley View Cafe.
Okay. For some reason, I was thinking it was more something different because, you know, they've got the Grand River Cafe.
Okay.
Which I guess still works, doesn't it? Because it is Grand River. Yeah. Okay. All right. Anyway, it's really, what's the word I'm looking for? Kind of turning around all those old stories about hospital food.
Exactly.
You know, it's absolutely fantastic, and the portion size is good. For people like me, that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really inexpensive for what you get as well.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, it's absolutely beautiful.
Oh,
As Dr. Carlo
but
mentioned
like,
earlier.
Food is just a component of life that I think all makes us feel better, right?
Absolutely.
So if you have really tasty food and there happens to be delicious vegetables in it, then that's just an extra win.
Right, there you go. And so this is obviously like appetizers and that kind of thing that they'll be doing.
Exactly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So a variety, and then the mocktails. Any idea what specific types of mocktails, like a faux pina colada or something like that?
Faux margarita?
I think just think pink.
Think pink.
Okay. All right. So a pink margarita.
Mocktails. Mm-hmm. There we go. Yeah.
That makes absolute sense. Again, there will be a number of doctors at Valley View that will be speaking. Dr. DiCarlo, of course, from the radiology, from Mountain Radiology. There will be oncologists that will be speaking. Plastic surgeons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are a number of different treatments for cancer. And so sometimes plastic surgery may be an element of that treatment.
Exactly.
We talk about breast cancer. Again, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. That's kind of what precipitated this whole thing, the awareness of breast cancer. I know there are tens of thousands different types of cancers, maybe more. Same thing with breast cancer. I mean, breast cancer to me seems to more talk about the location as opposed to the type of cancer that's
right
there.
There are a handful of cancers that can happen in the breast.
Okay.
Ductal carcinoma is the most common, but there's lobular, there's mucinous. So there's different types of cancer that can grow in the breast. Breast cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death in women, and it is something that's easily treated and easily cured if we catch it early. We've been doing tomosynthesis at the facilities I practice at, and we found that we're able to find cancers that are 4 millimeters in size. I mean, that's impossibly small.
4 millimeters would be a little bit bigger than a quarter of an inch?
A little bit less than a quarter inch.
Okay.
Yeah, very, very small.
Wow.
And you know, when you look at breast cancer mortality and survivability and outcomes, you know, it's all directly related to how soon you can catch it. And if you can catch it at 4 millimeters, you know, treatments are pretty easy. I mean, it's a little bit of a surgery and then different options afterwards, depending on what type it is. But it's not like the old days where they'd find a cancer and it was advanced. Maybe they have to remove the entire breast. Breast conservation surgery is very in vogue, and it's very very good at curing women. We don't have to take as much tissue as we used to because we're finding these cancers so small, so early.
When they're that small, can it be in, what would you call that, in endoscopic surgery, where it's just a small incision?
A lumpectomy, okay. A lumpectomy. A lot of times it might be the size of a golf ball, if you will, and that's all the tissue that they need to take.
And how, at what age and how often is a mammogram recommended? And by the way, the tomosynthesis, is that a mammogram or is that something else?
That is, in kind of layman's terms, that's a 3D mammogram.
Okay.
Kind of help people understand versus a 2D. Okay. There's actually a little bit of variability in what the different colleges and universities and research papers show on when you should screen and how often. I follow the American College of Radiology and the National Comprehensive Cancer Network's recommendations, which are annual mammograms starting at age 40, typically through the age of 75, or if you're healthier, much longer. And we also have some other modalities that we can use. We can use for high-risk patients, women who have a first-degree relative, a mother, sister, daughter, who's diagnosed with breast cancer before age 55. They're considered high-risk. And in those cases, we have breast MRI as an adjunct to mammography. Whenever you come to Valley View, you always get screened. So not only screened for breast cancer with a mammogram, but we also go through a series of questions to find out what your relative lifetime risk is. Average risk is, 1 in 8 women will get breast cancer in their lives. So that's about 10-15% is your risk. Once you if you have a certain genetic complement or history, your breast cancer risk, once it gets above 20%, that's when we start looking at doing other methods to screen you. And we have all the methods available at our disposal, ultrasound, mammogram, MRI.
I've heard that the traditional mammogram can be kind of painful.
What?
So the 3D, the tomosynthesis, is that less so then?
It actually is. And the number one reason women don't get mammograms is the perception of pain. The 3D mammogram is shorter. Not only that, the new technology allows for curved paddles, and it sounds kind of something simple. Why didn't you come up with curved paddles before? I mean, this is not a flat structure, right? But in fact, there need to be a lot of physics to figure out how to make that a curved piece of anatomy to make a good image out of that. So it actually took some time to develop the technology for us to have curved paddles, which means much more comfortable.
Speaking of images, there will also be a photo booth, by the way, at the Girls' Night Out at Mocktails and Morsels.
Yes, yes.
So I guess in a way there is kind of a back room.
There is a back room, yeah.
Well, and I can chime in and speak. I've had a mammogram with our 2D technology as well with our 3D technology, and I noticed a difference because I think, it's not something you get up every day and say, gosh, I can't wait to go have a mammogram. But with the 3D technology, it was so fast, I didn't even appreciate that it had ended. And so I think just helping people understand, you know, this is something you can just go on your lunch break and get, and it's not a big ordeal, but what a huge thing to do for your health just to be screening, knowing your history, and then in case you have something abnormal, you can have that conversation and we can figure it out. But I was blown away just personally as a patient, what the experience was like.
You'll also have some giveaways on Wednesday night. Again, that's Wednesday the 9th. Like you're giving away a facial, as well as a massage, some swag bags.
Absolutely. We got to make it fun.
And by the way, the massage is donated by the Integrative Therapy Department at Valley View. And so this would be like the non-traditional stuff, like massages that maybe are not necessarily medically necessary, but definitely help your psychological well-being, right?
Exactly. And they've been great partners because, you know, for our patients at the hospital, it's wonderful to offer a massage to help with the stress and anxiety of being a patient. But they are great to partner with us on this event so that you aren't necessarily a patient in our care, but you can enter to win that massage. And then Mount Sopris Plastic Surgery Center is donating a facial, and they've got a great team. So again, we want it to be educational but also fun. So who doesn't need a facial and a massage?
There you go. Absolutely. And I did not mention them specifically because I didn't know what MSPS stood for.
Oh, yes. You have our cheat
Mountain Sopris Plastic Surgery. Uh-huh. Okay. Mm-hmm. I can remember that.
Which is
that.
Dr. Butterfield's practice. So Dr. Butterfield
who is one of the speakers.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And she's part of the breast health team, so as a plastic and reconstructive surgeon.
Again, it's Girls Night Out, Mocktails and Morsels on Wednesday, October 9th at Valley View upstairs in the second floor conference rooms. Again, you can learn more at vvh.org, then RSVP just so the cafeteria has a head count, you might say, at 384-6620. And you can also, I assume, the email and the phone number is on the website as well, Stacey?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. So that's vvh.org. The email address is just feedback@vvh.org as well. We'll be back to wrap things up in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're talking with Stacey Gavrell from Valley View. It's always a pleasure. You're always so sweet.
So great to be here.
Yeah, you're awesome. And our new friend, Dr. Jason DiCarlo, the president of Mountain Radiology. And I still can't believe you're 40. I just have to say that.
Clean living.
Am I wrong, Stacey?
Well, you're like 39, right?
Yeah, in my dreams. Are you a Star Trek fan?
Like, actually, I am.
Original series?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had, it's been 6 years ago now, I had a CT scan. Mm-hmm. All I could think of was, I am the guardian of time. You know? Am I being silly or?
Oh no, I can see it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you would ever need a CT scan again, I think Dr. DiCarlo, you should just come in.
We could live out one of your dreams here.
I thought about sharing that one with Stevie, who was the tech that actually did it to me. Is she still there?
No, okay. She's not working there anymore.
Oh, that's too bad. Anyway, I thought about sharing it with her, and I thought, I don't know, doesn't really seem like the Star Trek. So anyway. That's my my off-topic almost joke of the day. You wanted to talk a little bit more about mammograms and why they're important for women to get mammograms every year.
So, I think, you know, we talked a little bit about, you know, these aren't as uncomfortable as they used to be, how important they are to detecting breast cancer early, which leads to a cure, better outcomes. But not only that, mammograms for greater than 95% of people in this valley are at no cost, screening mammograms. If you have private insurance, Medicare, Medicaid, these are covered at no cost to the patients.
And I wonder if you have Aflac, you know, Aflac will pay for some preventative. Is it one checkup or something like that a year, screening
yep,
a year?
That's part of it, yeah.
And I wonder if that could go, if you got a mammogram, if that could come from Aflac as well.
The, absolutely.
The supplemental insurance as well may come into play. Because we don't have healthcare, we have Aflac, right? So we've got, you know, that's where I'm coming from.
Your puzzle pieces.
Yes, exactly. Uh-huh. Exactly. You bet.
Well, and I think that's also, you know, just if you have questions, calling the team over there to help them really step through exactly your situation, whether it's Aflac or Medicaid or your employer's health insurance, I think just reach out and have that conversation because, as you were saying, Dr. DiCarlo, you know, if most people have this as a covered service, let's see you, have your mammogram, and then make sure you're in a good spot.
Is it covered because it is considered preventative?
Yes.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right.
That was part of the Affordable Care Act that Obama had passed, that screening exams like this are fully covered.
is it, you know, we talked about the fact that it may not be as prevalent, but men can get breast cancer as well.
That's right.
Obviously, I'm guessing that you probably wouldn't recommend men get mammograms, but are there screening tools that maybe we should think about and talk with our primary care physician?
Well, I think, you're the best informed about your own health. And if you notice something in your chest or breast, a lump, something palpable, then you should go see your doctor. And then your primary care doctor can guide you through the process from that point.
Makes sense. Do you do mammograms on men, by the way?
Yeah. Any man that comes in that has a lump or bump, mammogram is our gold standard. And we can tell on mammogram whether that lump or bump is benign or it's not. That's very good at.
So even if something is, I would think 4 millimeters, you probably could not feel.
No.
Okay. And so that's why you're really driving home this idea of the screening for women to get mammograms every year is because you can detect it before you can feel it.
Exactly.
If we kind of reverse that process, though, if doctor or OBGYN, primary care physician, whoever, patient, if they notice something, a lump of some kind in the breast, then you will do a mammogram?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, actually, the way we operate at all the facilities that we practice, if you have a lump or bump, if you come in that morning, we can do a mammogram, we can do an ultrasound, and we can do a biopsy all in the same day so we can start the process of figuring out what it is. Most people come in. We don't end up going to biopsy, though. Most of the time, we do a mammogram and ultrasound. We find out something's benign. And there's nothing else we have to do about it. Occasionally, we do have to do a biopsy, and then we'll get those results back in 24 hours typically. So it's a pretty quick turnaround time.
Wow. Yeah, 24 hours is extraordinary.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah.
To me, it sounds, you know, like it's really short.
It's you know, honestly, as I query some of my colleagues that work in Denver or other larger cities, this is a level of service that you really don't even get in larger cities. Most places, if you find a lump or a bump, you know, you're scheduled this in a couple days. And then if they find something in a biopsy, the biopsy is a couple days after that. And then it takes a couple days to get those results. The way we have our process streamlined now, you could have your, find the lump, biopsy same day, answer by tomorrow.
Which, wow. Again, is that orientation around patient first and this
right.
breast health team coming together at Valley View to say, you know, if you're in the shoes of a patient hearing this news, where do you go? You became, you know, you're anxious, you're stressed, you need as much information. And so for this team to have rallied to come together to make this kind of turnaround, I think, again, just speaks volumes to the philosophy of care at Valley View and the commitment of the providers to deliver on that.
Again, you will have the opportunity to hear from and speak to 7 different doctors. Well, 7 that are on the list, and there may be more that may actually drop by. And other healthcare professionals as well. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if there were a couple nurses from the cancer center. And,
oh yeah, we have our technologists who actually take the mammogram. And sometimes it's nice just to meet them. They're the ones getting the image. They're compassionate. They're kind. They've been doing it for decades, so they're very good at what they do.
Again, the website is vvh.org. The Girls' Night Out Mocktails and Morsels event is on Wednesday, October 9th from 5 to 6:30. And again, as we mentioned, there will be some cool giveaways also. Facial donated by Mount Sopris Plastic Surgery, as well as the massage from the Integrative Therapy Department. Some swag bags as well. So does everybody get a swag bag?
And
So everybody gets a swag bag, and then you're entered into the
drawings
for the other stuff. Again, it's absolutely free as well.
And everyone can play with the photo booth too.
Oh, yes. Let's not forget the photo booth. Got to take the silly pictures. It's funny that we would talk about that today. I was couldn't really say I was cleaning up. But I ran across old pictures of my dad when I was like 3 years old.
Oh, neat.
I couldn't tell you where the photo booth was because there was no mall at that time. But anyway.
Yeah, those little classic strips that you get.
Yeah,
those
exactly.
are fun. They're
exactly.
keepers.
Yep. Where you have like, was it 3 pictures usually?
3 or 4, yeah.
Yeah, 3 or 4 pictures and each one with a different expression on your face.
Mm-hmm.
It's so cool that I don't know who came up with the idea of continuing that in the digital age, but I think that's fantastic.
It still works. I've got one hanging up on my refrigerator right now.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What kind of goofy facial expressions?
Kissy face, fishy face. I was with my stepdaughter.
That's awesome. Again, the website is vvh.org. It is a free event, but again, they're asking for RSVPs just so they have a head count.
Thanks so much, Gabe.
Absolutely. Anything else either of you would like to mention?
No.
It's been a pleasure.
Yeah.
Yes, it has. Absolutely. All the best. Talk to you soon. You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.